opening sample of Edge of the Edge was built with that song, followed by Summertime Blues by Eddie Cochran. That goes back all the way to 1958. And just most recently, a track called Don't Forget the Sun.
Was that the Beach Boys?
Well, it sure sounded like the Beach Boys, didn't it? It's actually a group called the Explorers Club, and that comes all the way up to 2008. The Explorers Club put out a record called Freedom Wind, and they are unabashedly basically making tribute music to the Beach Boys, and doing a mighty fine job of it based on that track. We're almost ready to leave you. We'll fit in one or two more songs here, including one of Evan's favorites.
It's Fun, Fun, Fun by the Beach Boys.
Going back before Pet Sounds, let's hear one of the early Sunny Beach Boys songs.
At Winnipeg Record and Tape, 1079 Wellington Avenue, we specialize in factory-sealed vinyl LPs, cassettes, and 8-tracks, as well as an extensive selection of gently used vinyl LPs and both 12-inch and 7-inch singles that span more than 7 decades of musical history. Dig through the bargain bins in the back corner and unearth some forgotten gems. Place a special order through one of our many distributors or check out our music-related book and giftware selections. Visit us online at winnipegrecordandtape.com for store hours and to sign up for our mailing lists to be kept up to date on new arrivals and special events. Winnipeg Record and Tape at 1079 Wellington Avenue. Get yourself some groove therapy today.
Ron Paley has spent his career nurturing Winnipeg's jazz scene, and now the community is stepping up to build and sustain its future. The brand new Ron Paley Jazz Scholarship Fund is launching to support jazz students at the University of Manitoba's Desautels Faculty of Music, and the campaign kicks off at the Ron Paley Tribute Concert at the Burton Cummings Theatre on May 23rd. This celebration marks the start of a fund designed to help young musicians access the training, mentorship, and opportunities Ron has championed for decades. Your donation keeps that momentum going and helps the next generation find their voice. Whether you're joining the kickoff concert or supporting from home, you can donate today at give.umanitoba.ca/Ron Paley. Help fuel the future of jazz and keep Ron's impact growing. Proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
Tanariwen are true originals with a sound that defies time or place. Their music may come out of the Sahara, but what they've built is bigger than geography. A mix of slow-burning desert blues and psychedelia built on repetition, space, and guitar lines that feel like they're always moving forward, even when nothing is rushed. It's hypnotic and mesmerizing with a kind of stillness and peace that washes over you. Medicine. Keurig guitar master Sinaruin perform at the Park Theater for one night only on September 10th at 7 p.m. Great tickets are available now for only $45 plus fees, available via ticketweb.ca. Don't miss Sinaruin live at Park Theater on September 10th, brought to you by your friends at Moto Live and proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
For all your sports memorabilia needs, welcome to First Row.
Like we always do about this time.
FirstRow.ca, Canada's online collectible store. Sports cards? We got them. NBA, NFL, MLB, NHL. Autographs, action figures, comic books, and wrestling collectibles. If you're a collector, we got what you need. Remember the name, FirstRow.ca, Canada's online collectible store.
Hi, this is Naomi Sheldon in the Gospel Queens of Brooklyn. You are listening to CJUM 101.5 FM, Winnipeg.
When Wilpa will call, and even his night, I hurry to my blue heaven. You turn to the right, you find a little bright light that leads you to my blue heaven. You find a cozy place, fireplace, cozy room. That's when the roses bloom. Just Molly and me, and a baby makes free. Be happy in my blue heaven.
Starting us off here on the Riptap Blues Show here on CJUMFM 101.5. I hope you folks are having yourselves a nice day out there. It's a little bit gloomy. Got to stop the record there. It's a little gloomy out there. But overall, it's another good Winnipeg long weekend. And I hope you all are enjoying yourselves the best you can. Today, I thought, because it's a bit of a gloomy one, that, you know, why not bring a couple of the good old vinyls in as well? And I haven't played my Fats Domino record in a while. I had grabbed this one back, way, way back. This is Fats Domino, Rock and Rollin', which has got a bunch of different tracks on here. About 16 tracks, which is actually pretty incredible. But overall, one of my favorite Fats Domino records. Because that's, like, my only one. But overall, a great record. The next record I'm going to play is one I wanted to play way back a couple weeks ago during our Playdrama. But I wanted to try to get as much out there as possible in terms of content. And today I want to kind of have a nice, kind of slow, bluesy moment here with how gloomy it is. And honestly, Yes, we will be playing This Guy Is Crying, Elmore James. Don't you worry. That's going to come up here pretty shortly to go along with the rain and gloom feel. But one thing I wanted to bring out was my Albert King Livewire Blues Power album, which this one is amazing. It is a live album, which if you have been around for a while in the blues scene, you would know exactly what type of album this is. It is a live performance at the Fillmore Auditorium in San Francisco. And I want to read something here on the back here before we go into it. This is coming from Gene Simmons from the Distribution Corp, Los Angeles, California. I met Albert King a few months ago. I introduced myself as Gene Simmons, West Coast promotion man for Stax Records. From our first meeting, Albert called me Bill. He likes the name Bill. This is, in a sense, is Albert. In working with Albert for 6 weeks, you find a man, a musician, a human being. He is respected by all that he comes in contact with. While doing a five-day gig at the Whiskey in Hollywood, many of today's top recording stars made it a point to catch at least one Albert King set. The self-taught musician, Albert plays his acts all wrong, being left-handed, and he grabbed a right-handed guitar and didn't change a thing. To this day, he plays upside down. At the Shine in Los Angeles, the crowd never sat down all night. I suggested to Al Bell that Stax cut Albert live at the Fillmore in San Francisco. Al Bell said, "Swing." That's how this LP came about. I know it was a great experience for me, as this live LP will be for you. Dig it. And honestly, this album, I think, really shines a whole light on Albert King as a musician. And it is a long song, but the things he says in this track, if you are a fan of the blues and you've been a fan of the blues for a while, like myself, from when I was, and I say young pretty loosely because I'm still young now, but for many of you, you've been fans of the blues for probably your whole life. And I think what Albert here says in this track, Live at the Fillmore, says a lot about blues for even those who don't listen to it. So enjoy this here. This is Blues Power by Albert King, Live at the Fillmore. I hope you all are yourselves enjoying yourselves today and this amazing weekend. Take it easy out there on the Monday. Don't worry. There's no work tomorrow, but there is on Tuesday. We'll be right back with more music after this. Here is Albert King.
One day to another has the blues. You take the little baby that's laying in the cradle. He can't get that milk bottle fast enough. He go to kicking and crying and going on tearing up the little baby bed. He got the blues. Can you dig it?
Yeah.
You take this girl that's got this main squeeze. That's her boyfriend, that is, you know. And he just bought a brand new GTO. You know she wanna be with him every time he cranks it up. And
go round the corner to the soda fountain. This is why she wanna go and show it off where all the guys and gals be. You know what I mean? And she get ready to go out this particular night, and her mother said, "Daughter, you was just out last night. You can't go out tonight. That's too many nights in a row." She go in the room and fasten the door and won't answer the phone, won't eat, won't talk to nobody. She got the blues. That's what's wrong with her. Some people call them the reds, the pinks. When you get through, it's the old-fashioned country blues. That's right. Now, I ain't seen my main squeeze in 10 long weeks today. You know I got the blues. Can you dig it? They call them blues power. Yeah. And would you believe I invented blues power? Can you dig the blues power? Let everybody say yeah. Say it again. Say it again.
Thank you. look at the tears roll down the street.
We couldn't have done it without you. Fledgerama 2026 has wrapped up, and once again, you showed up for UMFM in a big way. What you gave this week goes straight back into the station, into new ideas, important upgrades, and the kind of programming you won't hear anywhere else. You came through for us, and we're grateful. Thank you for supporting UMFM.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we got a lot more here to play for you folks today. And luckily enough, I went ahead and pulled out a record that I usually wouldn't play for a show like this. But it was a record that I realized, you know what? I've played this record before in the past, and it's been a while since I have. Just kind of like the Fats Domino record. I haven't played that record on here for you folks in a long time. And so I went ahead and found myself, if I can reach the case wherever I put it. Oh, there it is. This is Neil Young's Decade, which is three LPs worth of music. And it is an amazing collection of songs. Just amazing collection. Like, I'm looking here, and it's whole six sides. You've got Harvest. You got Heart of Gold. You got Winter Long. Cortez the Killer, which is an amazing track. All the way to Mr. Soul, Broken Arrow, The Loner. A lot of great songs. Even Cinnamon Girl is even on here as well. And so, I wanted to play a song from this album that I haven't played in a long time. And that is Like a Hurricane. And that song's also a bit of a longer one. But I thought, well, you know, if we played Albert King, we gotta play along Neil Young. We gotta balance it out. So, ladies and gentlemen, here is Like a Hurricane, straight off the record here. And this is an old one. This is a record that's been around. Even the binding here on the bottom left corner is all falling apart. But this is a, I don't even know how old this thing is. Even if there's a year on the bottom here. But nonetheless, an amazing album. And so here it is. This is Like a Hurricane from Neil Young's Decade 3 LP set. And I'm going to get started up right here. There we go.
Stay. I wanna love you, but I'm getting blown away.
right. Now, while I was doing some Googling, I was trying to find some new stuff because, you know, I like to try to find some weird, it's obscure blues records because there's been a couple times where we've been successful. For example, the Eddie M cover of Mississippi Queen. And I was just scrolling through the YouTube, the YouTubes just now. Turn that off there. And I came across something interesting. This is a band, and I'm reading from the description of another channel here. And here is a little bit of history. Now, I haven't been able to find a lot of it because this is me literally right now. But from what I've found so far, 1965, Jürgen Peter joined up with Bob Burgess, who's the vocals of this group, Pierre Faubert, lead guitar, Glenn Holmes on bass, and Peter Sims on drums to form The Haunted. Besides Jürgen Peter, the other constant band member, though most through most of its 6-year history, was Al Birmingham. The band membership that recorded the band's best-known song, 125, was composed of Al Birmingham, lead guitar, Jürgen Peter, rhythm guitar, and Bob Burgess, I'm pronouncing that correctly, vocals, and Mason Shea on bass, and Dave Wynn on drums. Now, this is really cool, this whole thing. I've never heard of The Haunted. Maybe you have. But here is a track from one of their albums, and this is called Montreal Blues. And honestly, it's pretty cool. This came out back in 2009, supposedly, but I feel like this is probably a record that was just put up onto 2009, even though it was probably recorded way, way back. But nonetheless, here's a track that is pretty interesting, and I think, honestly, it is worth the play. Here's possibly some forgotten Canadian blues.
Baby,
night. And I've got a second one here, and I was just doing some more. So they released an album way, way back in 1967 called The Haunted. So basically, it's a self-titled album, I guess you could say. And there's another song here that I found called Twist. And apparently, they are categorized as bluesy garage rock, which is honestly pretty cool. It's not often you get to find a band that is so, I guess you could say, under the radar in terms of stuff to find. This is a really unique find. So what can I say? It looks like the album that is The Haunted, 1967, is about 22 tracks long. There's a YouTube channel here, Hino Henrich, who's got everything here. It's about an hour and 7 minutes long of music, which is crazy already. But it's, it looks like almost or probably all of their entire catalog. So definitely worth the look up here. But here is another track from this, I guess you could say, late 60s forgotten garage blues rock band, The Haunted. This is Twist. So let's give it a go. I have no idea how to describe what that is. That is definitely 60s bluesy garage rock from, once again, the newly discovered band for myself, but I guess you could say hard to find or obscure find band called The Haunted. Canadian blues garage rock from the late 60s. As I said, there is a whole hour long, just over an hour long, video that you can look up, and I'm going to say what it is exactly. So get your pens or get your keyboards ready to write this down. The Haunted - The Haunted, 1967, Canada, in all caps, rare garage rock. And I love how this guy in the description says, I'm not making money with any of my videos. So they probably put that there just so they don't get copywritten or striked, just to make sure. But yeah, it's got 22 tracks of The Haunted. I'm going to check this out. I really suggest you folks check this out too. Some funky stuff going on here. That was Twisted Montreal Blues. And now we're going to head on over to a classic here from the vinyl. We're going back to the vinyl, people. We are going to be hitting here on the airwaves with a little bit of Buddy Guy. It's been a while since I played some Buddy Guy. And I thought today would be the day. This is from First Time I Met the Blues, recordings from 1958 to 1963. And so I've got here, I believe, lined up is do. Let me just check here. Slide over to the record player. Watch yourself. Watch yourself. The final track on side one of this album here. So we're going to play this and try to get some more on the airwaves for you folks to listen to. Thank you so much for tuning in so far. We're going to play a couple ads after this track and then try to play as many songs as we can. Probably one or two. But again, thank you all for tuning in so far. This has been an interesting show. I like finding stuff like this. This is why we do it, man. This is why we're here. Let's go.
Homie girl, come up and take your man.
All right, on six, we're rolling.
Pretty girl, you know it's a dirty shame. You let these homie girls come up and take your man. Pretty baby, everybody know you are fine. Put you on the show.
Zookrooms Brewing Company and UMFM 101.5 present Sunday Sessional, a monthly pairing of UMFM program hosts and musical guests in the intimate environs of Zookrooms Tap Room. Spend a Sunday afternoon enjoying song selections from one of your favorite radio hosts and stripped-down performances from some of the city's best artists while enjoying a tasty beverage or two. This free event happens monthly at Zookrooms Tap Room, located at 479B Warsaw Avenue. But like a rotating tap, each one is unique with a new host and slate of performers. For more information on Sunday Sessional dates and details, visit the event calendar at umfm.com and come join us at Zookrooms.
Since introducing the world to the sound of Cuba's golden era, Buena Vista Social Club has become one of the most celebrated musical legacies in history, a living tradition still filling stages from Havana to around the world. Now carried forward by Buena Vista Orchestra, the music returns with a powerhouse lineup led by violinist Rolando Morejon Reyes and world-class players connected to the Buena Vista Social Club, Celia Cruz, the Afro-Cuban All-Stars, and more. Don't miss Buena Vista Orchestra at the Burton Cummings Theater Sunday, October 25th. Tickets on sale now, $39.50 plus fees via Ticketmaster. Don't miss Buena Vista Orchestra live, October 25th, proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
There's no feeling like a prairie wind blowing warm and strong. And there's no festival like Prairie Wind Music Fest, bringing it all to life in song. From June 5th to 7th in Cypress River, the festival celebrates its 13th year with an amazing lineup of Manitoba talent, including Tired Kozak, Festival Dads, and the Foo Foo Chi Chi Choir, plus many more. 3 days of music, community, and wide open prairie skies. Festival passes are available now with early bird pricing available for a limited time. So grab your tickets early and save before prices go up. Head to prairiewindmusicfest.com for details and tickets. Mark your calendar and your map for Cypress River and Prairie Wind Music Fest, June 5th to 7th, proudly supported by 101.5 UMFM.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, I found something cool here. After this show, we have an awesome swing radio that happens after this where there's some awesome swing bluesy music. And as I was getting myself ready here for what to play next, I came across the Vancouver Jazz Orchestra meets Brian Charette. And that's the album there. And the track is very jazzy blues. What can I say? It's almost like it's in the title. The song is called The Same Old You with the Same Old Blues. This was recorded and released 5 months ago. Oh, this was actually released... this was released last year, so this is still new. I thought it was released 5 months ago, but no, this is brand new. Released not even a year ago. So we're going to enjoy this one here. I'm trying to see if there's anything else cool here. Nope, that's it. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, same time, different place, but the same spot on your radio dial. Once again, thank you all to the amazing, pledgers for helping us achieve our goal. We reached $42,000, just over $42,112.20 exactly. So thank you all so much. Can't wait to see what we're able to do with that in terms of upgrading and keeping our stuff maintained. As you heard there, we got a lot of stuff that needs to be given some extra special treatment. And with that, I'm going to give your ears some special extra treatment here with the Vancouver Jazz Orchestra. So, folks, I hope you all enjoyed today a bit more relaxed, a bit more of a bluesy, soulful type of day. Playing some rather experimental and different kind of tracks once again with the Neil Young, Like a Hurricane there. I find the ending of that song is a lot more bluesy than people would let on. And, of course, The Haunted, the highlight of today's discovery of music. So make sure you go check that out. And of course, playing some awesome Albert King there with Blues Power, a track I wanted to play during our Pledgerama show, but I never got around to it. Ladies and gentlemen, though, enjoy this here We're going to have some nice jazz to take us out because, you know, I got a question for you folks. You like jazz?
This is Luke Rathborn. Hello, Winnipeg. You are listening to UMFM 101.5, and I just got caught by a UFO.